about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Are you guys ready for primary care technicians? This is something that is being very seriously contemplated as we go into this doctor shortage that we're coming upon as we have doctors aging and retiring, people not wanting to enter medicine with the way Obamacare is going, and more people going to demand medical care and inexpensive medical care. We'll talk about that, what that means for you. Then we're going to talk about how kids who sleep more are less likely to gain weight. Are insomniac kids or are kids up at night playing video games, etc., more prone to obesity and diabetes and all the other bad stuff that comes with it? So another study reinforces that. We'll talk about that. Then apparently there's a sensor that could be implanted under the skin for over a year to monitor inflammation and detect nitric oxide that could tell you if you have cancer, diabetes. So pretty cool sensor. We're going to talk about that. Then a lot of kids aren't getting vaccinated, and they're now suggesting that doctors don't ask parents but kind of tell them that these kids need to be vaccinated. Is that an approach we should take? Then we have an at-home test that could possibly help you decide if you need to go to the doctor for strep throat. The more you can do at home, the better, but we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So right now, people think that an obvious way, according to Bloomberg.com, to address the shortage of primary medical care in the U.S. is to train more people to provide it. But only 1 in 4 medical school graduates decides to go into primary care. Less than 25% of medical students go into primary care. That was like that 20 years ago when I was training. Okay, primary care is the least lucrative. You make the least amount of money. And you carry on the most liability. Why the hell would somebody in this day and age, with Obamacare coming around the bend, want to go into primary care? So what's happening is we now need to move to other types of medical specialties out there and see if they could do what the doctors do. And many of them can, okay? But then we have the question of, are we going to now have less doctors as a result? If you don't have to go to that many years of schooling, and you can go to less years of schooling and still get to do what a doctor does, why go and be a doctor and take on the liability? Now, according to this one blog, they said what's needed is a strategy to lure people who already live in underserved communities to practice healthcare there. Now, one clever way, they said, was give people the level of training that emergency medical technicians and paramedics receive, but aimed at primary care than emergency care. According to this one, this was done by, I guess it says the editors here. It says by the editors. This is a Bloomberg.com. They say here, EMTs and paramedics bring their medical skills and equipment to places where doctors and nurses aren't readily available. That's true. When there's a car crash, heart attack, etc., they're there. I have full confidence in our paramedics and EMTs where I live. They are phenomenal. All right? And they don't really require the same amount of, shall we say, salary the doctors do. I think they should be paid a hell of a lot more. According to this, they say the mean annual salary is less than $35,000 a year. That's, yeah, I know, redundant. Annual salary of $35,000. An EMT, according to this site, receives 150 hours of classroom instruction plus supervised practice. A paramedic logs about 1,000 to 2,000 hours of study and practice beyond that, may have an associate degree. So Arthur Kellerman, Dean of Medical School at Uniformed Services University of Health Sciences, is now delineating primary care technicians as people who would get the same amount of training in basic preventative care, health counseling, management of chronic conditions, and treatment of minor illnesses. Like EMTs, these PCTs, these primary care technicians, would practice under a doctor's supervision enable them to visit patients in a variety of settings like storefront offices, community centers. They'll have portable medical devices and stethoscopes and blood pressure cuffs, etc. Even tablet computers. They'll be able to access information like WebMD, listen to the Dr. Dahlia show, whatever. Access medical records, okay? And there would be training programs. Now, would that solve the shortage of primary doctors? No, but it's another group that could take care of you. It's just, is this what we want? I mean, the reason why doctors get paid what you believe they get paid, and a lot of us don't, but the reason why it's assumed that doctors make buku bucks, when they don't, but still, is because you need to attract somebody to go through all the crap that it takes to become a doctor. And I got to tell you, it was grueling. 11 years past high school of being cussed at, hit, harassed, groped, threatened, the boards, the money it took. Okay, it was bull crap that we took. Now, but mind you, I love my school. I love the people I trained with. But I did. I put up with a lot. Okay? It's like boot camp. Then you open up a practice and you still don't make money. But you get hit with lawsuits and all sorts of other threats from patients, etc. And then you find that you get maybe a 72-cent check from an insurance company if you're lucky. Not a lot of incentive. And now that the incentive is really going with Obamacare, don't expect a lot of doctors to want to be out there. So then how much can your primary care technician do? Now, these EMTs and these paramedics are flipping phenomenal. These guys rock. And they're very, very good with what they do. But again, they're not trained, and they don't need to be, in how to look at somebody and go, something's wrong. I think that cough may actually be cancer. Or we may be looking at a pancreatic malignancy. All right? I mean, you know, we can take medicine and use an emergency medicine approach. I do, because I was an ER doc. So anything with emergency medical training, I think, definitely has a step ahead. But what about these non-paramedics coming to your door? Do you trust them? What do they need to know? Now, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Okay, so this is interesting here, okay? Let's talk about if healthcare does get taken over by non-doctors, and I'm not talking nurse practitioners, mid-levels, we're talking about technicians who are trained with maybe 150 hours of classwork, okay? What could that mean for you and me, especially some of you in very underserved communities, okay? Well, first of all, what do most people go to the doctor for, okay? What are some of the most common reasons? Okay, well, cough and cold, okay? Now, what I'm finding as a doctor is many people come in and they want their Z-Pak. They couldn't give a damn how many years of schooling I went. They want a Z-Pak. Well, you know, George, I think you have a viral infection. Oh, I don't give a damn. I want a Z-Pak. All right. So some people could say, you know what? The majority of those things, all right, anybody could prescribe a Z-Pak. Give a Z-Pak. All right. Now, I mean, stop for a second. Remember, if you have prolonged QT or if you have a heart arrhythmia, you can't get a Z-Pak. If you have, you know, certain allergies to erythromycin or macrolides, if you're not really comfortable with knowing everything in the macrolide class, you may want to know about that. Sometimes a sore throat may not actually just be a cold or strep. Okay? You know, maybe there could be a early malignancy back there. All right? But for the most part, people just want their Z-Pak. Okay. What about back pain? Well, a lot of people have back pain. So they have back pain, so they want to go and see the doctor to get their Lortab. Okay, so Lortab. People can prescribe Lortab. Okay, very easy to write Lortab, L-O-R-T-A-B. There's a few doses of it. There's also Norco and Vicodin. Okay, but what about somebody with respiratory depression? What if somebody may have abdominal issues? What if somebody is having back pain that's not basic back pain? How do you know that back pain isn't a pancreatitis? How do you know that back pain is from a dissecting aneurysm? How do you know that back pain isn't from prostate cancer metastasis? Do you know which cancers go to the back? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, we don't need to know that. If somebody has neck cancer or low back or neck pain or low back pain, most of the time that's all it is. Okay, but when do you stop and look a little deeper? We had a woman who was pregnant having sciatica. Everybody told her, well, yeah, you're pregnant, so the baby must be leaning on the nerve. We were like, look, you know, we really want to image you, but you're pregnant, so what we'll do is we'll send you to the orthopedist. As soon as you're done being pregnant, we'll take a picture. Orthopedist takes a picture. As soon as she's done being pregnant, it was a sarcoma. She had a malignancy pressing on her sciatic nerve. Now, she's alive and well, thank God. Baby's fine. She's fine. But, again, these technicians, I don't think the 150 hours are going to cut it. Okay, so people come to the doctor for cold. People come to the doctor for back pain, blood pressure medicine refill. Okay, well, there's guidelines. You can memorize what blood pressure should be. Okay, doctor, refill my blood pressure medicine. Okay, should we do a new blood work? No, we don't need to do new blood work. The blood pressure medicine has been working fine for me for years. Keep it up. Okay, well, I see you're on an ACE inhibitor and a water pill. Okay, yeah, I've been on that medicine for years. It's fine. Well, has anybody checked your potassium? I don't need to check my potassium. Well, low potassium could be a problem, and these water pills could cause low potassium. Losing your potassium could be an issue. Well, I don't really need you to bother with that. If you want to do something, Mr. Technician, I get gout a lot more often now. Why don't you give me a pain pill for the gout? Well, maybe you're having gout attacks because you're on the water pill for your high blood pressure. You see, these are things that experience could train you with. But you can't fit all this in to 125 hours. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, PAPSMER. Well, you know, doctor, I need my birth control, so I'll just go to the technician, get some birth control. If they want to do a pap smear, that's fine, too. You know, I've had the whole Eastern Seaboard up in there, so I don't mind a technician being up in there, too. So they go in for the pap smear. Okay. Well, is a pap smear very mechanical? We just go in there and take a look at cells. Well, what should be looked at with the pap smear? Okay. Hi, Mr. Technician. I'm here for my pap. Oh, that's great. Throw your legs up on there. We'll do what we need to do. Take the cultures and great, send you on your way. Well, no. Okay. Are we looking for vaginal cancer? Are we looking for STDs? Are we looking for signs of trauma? Are we looking for tumors? Are we looking for prolapse? Are people peeing on themselves? In addition to cervical cancer, why do you have a blood vessel there? Why are you bleeding so much from a pap smear? What did I do to make you bleed so much? What's going on there? Why is it so vascular there? Why is there this mole down there? Do you know you have a mole down there? Have you been able to watch it? Okay, breast exam, checking the heart, lungs, etc. Doctor, I don't care. Just give me my birth control, and I don't want to see you for a year because my grandmother just had a stroke. She had a blood clot to the brain. I got to go visit her. Just give me my birth control. Wait a second. Before I give you your birth control, there's blood clots in the family? Yeah, my aunt had one and my grandma had one. Why? What of it? Maybe you shouldn't be on birth control. So you see how tedious this could be? And now I'm not trying to sit here and put 11 years of schooling plus 15 years experience into a 5-minute segment on the radio. But be very careful with the concept of just going to your technician. And this is going to come into play. We're going to have pharmacists prescribing drugs. Now, mind you, I love the pharmacists. These pharmacists, they know their medication better than doctors do. Pharmacists are phenomenal. But, I mean, are they really equipped to handle cauda equina syndrome? Now, I know a lot of you are like, well, if I had caught equina, first of all, I'd look it up and find out what the hell it is. But second, I probably wouldn't be going to my pharmacist. Well, what if you go into the pharmacist and go, you know, this is kind of odd. I feel kind of numb in the saddle area. And I was giggling in the car and I urinated on myself. I mean, I you may not tell it like that way. You may just say, oh, give me a medicine that doesn't cause me to pee on myself. Meanwhile, you could actually be having a lesion in your lower spine causing catecholaminergic syndrome. I mean, these are things that need to be looked at. Yeah, doctor, just give me my high blood pressure medicine. Okay, well, has anybody checked your eyes? All right, is anybody ruling out certain eye causes and trying to, you know, make sure that we could prevent you from getting age-related macular degeneration, cataracts, glaucoma, etc.? I mean, you know, your body should not be treated any less than you guys take care of your car. Now, mind you, in the military, okay, when we have battle wounds, these medics in the military are phenomenal. And teaching emergency medicine can be taught. And you could be a non-doctor performing emergency medicine. Absolutely. But primary care is a whole different field. And even though emergency medicine, which was my favorite, and I still think emergency medicine is more difficult because of the high stress and you're being able to think on your feet, etc. Primary care is what really can get you into trouble if you aren't thinking esoterically. I told you, I had a patient that came in, and he came in as a walk-in. He had bronchitis, wanted an antibiotic, wanted a Z-Pak for bronchitis. I was in a hurry, so I took him in. But I knew his mom. And he goes, yeah, my mom is so-and-so, and I knew his mom. I go, that's awesome. Okay, now I remember that his mom, why? Because I'm the family care physician, family medicine physician. I remember the mom had diabetes. And I go, now, wait a second. Okay, what's going on with you? You got a cough? Yeah, I got a cough. I kind of got this tummy pain and, you know, but look, I know I'm in a hurry. You're in a hurry. Just give me a Z-Pak. So I decide to just run his blood sugar because he never saw a doctor. He was in his 40s and his mother was a well-controlled diabetic. This guy's blood sugar blew off the chart. We couldn't even measure it. It was so high. The abdominal pain and the not bronchitis needing a Z-Pak, but the difficulty breathing was him about to go into a diabetic coma. He was hospitalized for a week because I put him in the hospital. He walked in there. Now, he's fine, alive, well, but, you know, you may think you're just going to the doctor for a simple bronchitis. Minutes before my dad died, he told my mom he thought he needed an antibiotic because he thought he had a cold. Then he dropped dead of a heart attack. Are we going to train our non-physicians to think that way? You know, I'm a huge fan of nurse practitioners and mid-levels and PAs. These people are phenomenal. But if they're going to practice medicine on their own, the program they're in needs to change to having more hands-on and experience and also them realizing that the buck will stop with them and they're going to be responsible for the death of the patient and the lawsuit. You practice completely differently when you know that the buck stops with you. Much different. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say an island of debris the size of Texas from the 2011 Japanese tsunami from the Fukushima, the Fukushima disaster followed, is heading for the U.S. They say this is an island of debris with over 1 million tons. And right now it is located northeast of the Hawaiian Islands. Now, the first of the debris, I believe, arrived in California in the spring, April 2013. We found boats, a dock, soccer ball, motorcycle have all been found on the west coast coming from Japan. They say, but a vast island of debris the size of Texas has been crossing the vast Pacific Ocean to the western shores of the Americas. 5 million tons of wreckage, the remains of homes, boats, and other remnants of shattered lives, unfortunately, that were swallowed by the ocean in March, is now heading towards the west coast of the U.S. And I thought also Hawaii. Now, I'm watching this, and it looks like it passed Hawaii. It's northeast of Hawaii. And it looks like it's heading towards us and even Mexico. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, the NOAA, released its updated findings, according to Daily Mail last week, which showed the huge island floating northeast of the Hawaiian Islands. They add that a larger, less concentrated debris field stretches from Alaska to the Philippines. Some of the more mobile items have been documented as washing up on the coast as early as 2011. There was a 20-foot boat that ran aground at Crescent City, California. It was formerly identified as a boat that belonged to the Marine Sciences Program at Takata High School in the city of Rizuzentakata. Wow. They say, in all, 27 items from among more than 1,600 reports of debris have been firmly traced back to the tsunami. Because, again, you get some debris washed up on your shore, how do you know? You know, it could have Japanese lettering on it, but is it truly from Japan? The confirmed items include a small boat found in Hawaii waters, large docks that have washed ashore in Washington State and Oregon, a motorcycle that washed ashore off the coast of British Columbia, a soccer ball found on an Alaskan island with a student's name on it was also traced to the city of Rizuzentakata. They say it is difficult to distinguish everyday trash from debris, but this sucker would be kind of hard to miss if this is the size of Texas. Now, obviously, we have debris, and it's horrifying to think of all the loss that occurred back in 2011. It happened May of 2011, but it's one of those things where you're just blown away that that could still kind of be floating kind of near each other in that sort of, yeah, vicinity. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Bodybuilding boys often try drugs and alcohol. According to drugs.com, they say teenage boys who pump iron and possibly turn to steroids may be at risk for binge drinking and drug abuse. Apparently, lead researcher Allison Field says this type of behavior is a type of eating disorder. She's an associate professor of epidemiology at the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston. Apparently, many people are familiar with, like, an anorexia and bulimia, et cetera, and women, and they're trying to fight their body image. What about boys trying to up their weight? They say are finding show that there are males out there who are extremely concerned with their weight and shape, and they may be doing really unhealthy behaviors to achieve their ideal physique. But they're not trying to get thinner. They're trying to use products to get bigger. Thing is once these boys go to that level, well, they'll start considering steroids, et cetera. They're also more likely to then possibly drink and use drugs. Now, apparently the study, they looked at 5,000 teenage boys, and they found that about 2.4% were very worried about their masculinity and also used supplements. These boys, like girls starved or purged to lose weight, are also susceptible to other risky behaviors. You know, this is one of these things where you really need to sit down and talk to your kids. You know, one of my sons is very linebacker built, like my husband. The other one is a little bit more petite. But my older son built just like my husband. Huge back, chest, okay? We're trying to keep his tummy down. We're trying to watch his weight. And he can't stand his body type. He can't stand it. He doesn't want to be big. I mean, he's not taller than the other kids, but his other friends are very, very skinny. Very skinny, even bony skinny. But he considers himself fat. He's been called fat in school because he's more bulky. And, you know, he feels sorry for himself, and we always tell him, you know, look, you know, what may be a curse may also be a gift, okay? You can't, you know, I mean, God gave you what you got to work with it. But the parents of the skinny boys need to now be careful. Are they looking at my son going, well, that's what I need to be. I need to have more muscle, and I pale in comparison to that, and I need to bulk up my muscles. You know, and I would be more worried having a skinny kid who is trying to build up muscle mass than, and trying to do so, who could pretty much only do so artificially. You know, to naturally build up muscle, you have a build. Yeah, you could tone, you could build up some muscle, but you can't be a water boy or the kicker and expect to build up to linebacker size. That's not going to be in your genetics unless you do an Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone type of thing. And so, you know, I'm worried about obesity with my kids, of course, and I'm worried about with their body type and their genetics from the father's side of the family, high cholesterol, diabetes, my side of the family, heart attack, diabetes, cancer, etc. Okay, and I mean, all families got their share of things to deal with. But I would hate to worry about, you know, having a boy that is going to always want to be something that he possibly can't be with that girth or with that muscle mass. And again, you could be toned and you could have muscle and you could look good. Right? You know, but like, you know, Brad Pitt, very smaller frame, like we saw in Thelma and Louise, and all of a sudden you see him in Troy. Okay? You know, you get a little concerned. You know, how did he build up that muscle? I'm not accusing him of anything. Okay? I mean, there was acne on his back and things like that, and I mean, he looked damn good in Troy, but people think that you could really do that. And it's not that easy. So, any child that could be unhappy with his body type, just like a girl unhappy with their body type, going through extensive means to lose weight or gain weight, could be at risk for substance abuse disorder. Now, interesting, one of my son's skinny friends was not eating to lose weight. Okay? He was starting to gain a little bit of weight. He felt it, so he immediately stopped eating. He just wouldn't eat. So you can even see anorexia in boys. Gotta watch that. Okay? Don't think boys are immune to eating disorders. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. This was a very interesting study. They said ibuprofen may not be as good as acetaminophen for treating sore throats and runny nose, according to this University of Southampton, England study. They say doctors think Tylenol or paracetamol in Europe or acetaminophen here in the States is the best treatment to keep on top of coughs, colds, and sore throats. Now, Tylenol and ibuprofen are not supposed to be used for decongestants and used for antitussives and expectorants. But I guess a lot of people in England are using Tylenol-based products or Motrin-based products. And I would not recommend that. Now, mind you, many of these medications will have these pain relievers in them because they're fever reducers, etc. But the problem with that is you know, we don't want so much pain relief. As much as we want people to, you know, get over their fever and get, you know, and, you know, deal with the pain of the sore throat, etc., we kind of need to know what's going on with you. We need to know if you're having bleeding, stomach bleeding, worsening symptoms, worsening fever, etc. I'll have parents come in, they bring their kid in, and that's great that the kid is brought in, and that's wonderful, and they don't have a fever, but I can't tell what's going on because they have Tylenol on board. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. when I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess in breaking news, I guess Rand Paul is facing a plagiarism claim, where I guess there's accusations that in an op-ed he wrote in September, it bears some passages that closely resemble an opinion piece published a week earlier by senior editor of The Week. So I guess to this morning, Paul's office announced a number of measures to ensure that the lawmaker's speeches and articles would be properly attributed and sourced and to prevent any additional cases of the future. Now, I don't know how it works, but I thought that usually, you know, you have people there and they may help you with your speeches. But, I mean, for me, somebody who talks a lot, I mean, I would be making my own speeches. I usually do. You know, I give talks. I have a talk to give next Tuesday to the Community Association of America and Community Institute Association. And these guys rock. I'm really excited about this group. It's going to be huge. But, I mean, nobody's writing this stuff for me. Okay, when I write articles or whatever, I mean, maybe I may use pieces of old blogs that never published, and I may, you know, use some of the other wording, like I'm working on a book, and that's kind of an ongoing process, but I would have used somebody else's. I don't understand that, okay? I mean, it seems so, there's really not a lot of reason to. You always get caught, even in school. I could have easily plagiarized stuff in school, but you always get caught. Why? Now, paraphrasing is another thing. That's where it's kind of tough. Alright. They say this instance joins a growing number of Paul's works, including speeches, his book, and congressional testimony that includes excerpts from Politico, MSNBC, BuzzFeed, etc. I'm not gonna go into this much further, but, that's one thing that would always panic me if I ever became president. Okay, I am responsible for whatever is being said. If some bozo copies something else, makes me look like an idiot, oh, no way. I'm going to write my own speeches. If I ever become president, I'm going to make my own speeches. And they'll be damn good. And I won't need a teleprompter. I'm going to ad lib them. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. A new study has found that kids who tend to sleep more may actually be eating less. A study by Chantel Hart, associate professor of public health at Temple Center for Obesity and Research, is the first known study to examine the impact of sleep on children's eating behaviors, etc. And I guess kids who sleep well may be more prone to keeping their weight down, less weight gain. Maybe they're less hungry. Maybe their metabolism is better. So in the first week of the study, children were asked to sleep their typical amount. During the second week, the group was randomized to either reduce or lengthen their sleep time. Participants completed the opposite sleep schedule during the third and final week of the study, and the results, they said, were conclusive. During the week that the children increased their sleep, they reported consuming an average of 134 calories per day, weighed a half a pound less, had lower fasting levels of leptin, which causes hunger, and is highly correlated to the amount of adipose tissue when compared to the week where they didn't sleep much. So we know that good sleep helps fight obesity and fight diabetes, even depression. These kids need to sleep more. And I'm not saying they need to go to bed at 9 o'clock at night and wake up at noon the next day. But none of this going to bed at 1, 2 in the morning after being watching YouTube videos and then waking up at 7 or 6:30. I'm not speaking from experience with my kids. All right. This new implantable sensor may monitor cancer and diabetes. They say new research details how a sensor could be implanted under the skin for over a year. This has been reported by MedicalNewsToday.com and is able to monitor inflammation and detect nitric oxide, which is a molecule that has been found to show disturbed levels in the presence of some cancers. Nitric oxide is a significant signaling molecule within living cells that carries messages between the brain and immune system functions. They say in some cancerous cells, levels of nitrous oxide are disturbed. But the researchers note that mechanisms behind this have become unclear. So, basically, they created these nanotube sensors that are one nanotube thick cylinders. They're hollow and made of carbon. And apparently these nanotube sensors have been made for hydrogen oxide. Carbon nanotubes, I guess, have this natural fluorescence. The molecules attach themselves to a certain target, and then the tube brightens or dims. Other research from the team demonstrated these carbon nanotubes have the ability to detect the nitrous oxide when the tubes are encased in DNA that has a certain sequence. All right? So, they say this, the first is a sensor that could be injected into the bloodstream, allowing short-term monitoring. This is really cool. Apparently, the doctor attached the PEG, which is polyethylene glycol, to the sensor in order to make it injectable. The PEG stops particles from clumping in the bloodstream. When testing this sensor on mice, it was able to pass through the lungs and heart and gather in the liver without causing any damage on the way. Once it got to the liver, it was able to monitor the nitrous oxide. The other sensor is embedded within a gel that could be implanted under the skin, and that can last for a longer period of time. The gel is made from an algae component called alginate. When the researchers implanted this sucker under the skin of mice, they found that it was functional for over a year, over 400 days, and stayed in place throughout. Now, something like this could be really, really cool. Now, here's the thing. Okay, nitrous oxide, again, it's a marker of some cancer cells. That can make you go crazy going, all right, you got cancer somewhere. All right, you got cancer somewhere. But still, we are just this close to being Star Trek cool when it comes to medicine. Now they say real glucose monitoring. They say the sensor could also offer real-time sugar monitoring and that it could be connected to an insulin pump and deliver insulin to the patient whenever needed. Now, already we have really good sugar monitoring systems. But imagine if we have something that's hooked up to oxygen, something hooked up to certain medications, blood pressure medications maybe we could do when you get these spikes. So there's a lot of real cool stuff that this could be used for. Star Trek cool. Now, apparently a lot of people are still not vaccinating their kids. A lot of concern over vaccines. And apparently they want us doctors to rather push our recommendations as opposed to do the touchy-feely, what do you think, will you consider it, etc. Now, I'm very pro-vaccine. I'm board-certified family medicine. However, if I have a parent that is very concerned or apprehensive, I'm not going to kick them out of my office. I'm going to try to help them with their concerns. If they want to delay the vaccine schedule, I get them in contact with the health department on how that could be done. I don't get involved with that. But they're really recommending that doctors push their recommendations because researchers found that if a doctor pushed the recommendation, they could get resistant parents to change their mind. Now, that's not something I'm very comfortable with, okay? I think parents have a right to be a part of this decision. But I do understand that a lot of people are getting wrong information. And so many people think that, like, vaccines cause autism. Vaccines do not cause autism. Do vaccines have side effects? Yes, they can. Absolutely. Have there been some cases of autism-like disease that might have been construed as autism that were reported after a patient got a vaccine? Yes, there's been some reports of that. That doesn't mean it causes autism. And that doesn't mean it really happened from the vaccine, but these are stories that really scare parents. They scare the hell out of parents. So when a parent brings in a healthy baby, even though we all want the child vaccinated, and many of us are very, very for vaccines, very difficult to convince a parent to take a healthy child and ask them to let us inject something into them. Some parents are okay with it, other parents aren't. I get that. They said most of the healthcare providers, 74%, use language that presumed the parents would be okay, that the parents would okay vaccinations. Yet providers who use a latter tactic had many more patients resist the idea. When the doctor or nurse practitioner pushed the idea, nearly half chose the vaccines. So, apparently, polio, measles, mumps, rubella, hepatitis B, tetanus right now. Children between 19 and 35 months have fallen below the 80% level of getting vaccinations. And I think there's a lot of distrust of the government, a distrust of the medical community. So you have people opting out. Got a lot to talk about tomorrow, so please tune in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.